Hey, what's good? We back. One and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast. We're going to get to a couple react videos. We're going to react to young Americans be asked simple questions that they can't even answer, and which is crazy because I literally skipped school all through high school, and I know more of these answers than them. So, and I don't got a high school diploma after that. But before we get into that first react, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Me and my team will never be link up. They're gonna be drink up. We sit down and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the boss and I'm not talking drink up. So tell the bartender that's tending the bar to please pass me a big cup up. And tell that waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No waiting, listen, another waiting for that tropical twist. That'll take a taste bud. Now taste some. Now I insist it's the drizzle.
That's right. Check them out. Dizzlebrand.com. Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur. Mixture of agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. One of a kind. Only one on the market like it. Check them out. Dizzlebrand.com. Go to all locations. And the very top three links are online order links. You go order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. And I recommend Emilio's Beverage is the cheaper link. Also, below those links, you'll see locations of where Dizzle is located in California, Kansas, Oklahoma, and just got picked up in Arkansas. So be on the lookout, Little Rock, Arkansas. Here we come, DizzleBrand.com. And also check out the store for the merch. They got the hats, t-shirts, hoodies, and much more as you see me wear on this podcast. We're going to get to the first react, and this is crazy, man.
Brazil located?
I think Europe.
Right. Europe?
Yeah.
Is that the group guess?
Europe?
No.
It's Asia.
It's what?
It's in Asia.
It's in Asia. Your friend is smart. It is in Asia.
No, it's not in Asia. And no, it's not in Europe. All those bimbos got it wrong. And you see how he's that's the thing too. Like he's clowning these people and how dumb they are. He's like, oh, your friend got it right. She's smart. Brazil is in South America, people. South America, in the very bottom of South America. To be honest with you, Brazilians don't even speak Spanish. They speak Portuguese because the Portuguese are the ones that pretty much colonized Brazil at one point. But let's get back into it.
One person knows their geography. Where is Queen Elizabeth from?
Egypt.
Egypt?
Egypt.
No, it's not. It's Brazil.
Where is it?
Brazil, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
Today we're asking...
Okay, yeah, I would have walked away too. Brazil don't have queens, and Egypt don't have queens either. Egypt had pharaohs, and I don't know. Now I don't know if Cleopatra would, because I don't even know if they considered her a queen. I don't know if they considered her a queen, but they definitely don't have queens in Egypt at all now, even if they did consider Cleopatra a queen. And Brazil never had queens. Okay, next idiots.
Who invented electricity?
Alexander Hamilton?
Oh my gosh.
So dumb. But that's what Hamilton said.
Right? You know the answer?
Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein is correct. What is the biggest city in the world?
Europe.
It's Europe?
Yeah.
Like over there, Europe?
Yeah, that one. It's like on this. I feel like.
Europe's not a city! It's not a city. It's not even considered a country. I have no high school diploma. I skipped a ton of high school. And I mean, come on, man. How these people probably go to school every single day, never skipped a day in their life, been to college with college degrees, and dumb it in a bag of bricks. All right, let's go.
Look at the map.
Yeah, all right, that's cool. That's enough. Thanks.
Okay.
What is the least populated continent?
Toronto.
Toronto is the least populated continent?
I think it's North Dakota.
North Dakota is probably a better guess.
I think North.
Oh, okay. Whoa. So one of these bimbos, dumbass bimbos, names a state and the other names a city. One names a state and the other names a city. I mean, come on, man. These people can't be that dumb.
Probably more accurate, more plausible guess.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Today I'm asking people, what is the smallest country in the world? Any clue?
Paris?
Paris? Okay, good. But which Paris? The one in Vegas or the one in Italy? You guys know?
Italy. Yeah.
Yep. Italy. They're correct. Wow, Americans are so intelligent.
Wow. They named the city. And these fools actually let sit there and think that there's a Paris in Vegas. Oh my gosh.
Any clue?
I don't know, 80?
80 liters in a gallon?
I don't know.
You stole.
How many?
Yeah, I think he just left you.
How many is that?
For $100, what is the biggest continent?
Australia.
Do you have any clue?
Asia.
Asia? What do you think?
Australia.
I think she's got it.
Do I?
Hey, cut that. Cut that real quick.
Okay.
All right, let me get that though. I need that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. I need to eat dinner tonight. I don't have money for this shit. It's for the vid.
I'm not totally sure, but I want to say it's Africa. I feel like a genius after watching this video. Like, these people, like, he asked these people, like, what, name a continent, name a country, and these fools are naming cities and states for continents and countries, and I don't know.
Video, sorry.
Excuse me, sir, we are asking today, what is the biggest country in France?
Biggest country in France?
Very, yes.
I'll take Germany.
Germany is?
Yeah, Germany.
The biggest?
I think so.
Merde. If you were born in 2021, how old?
Okay.
How old would you be?
Hold up. Bonjour. Oui. France is the country, you idiot. This dude named another country as a country. In France. I mean, if you don't know, Germany and France are two separate countries. Oh my gosh, man. I know this is going to be harsh, but you might as well just get it over with. Just jump off a bridge right now and get it over with. If you're that dumb, there's no way that you can make it in this world if you don't even know that France and Germany are two separate countries. But let's keep it going.
21 years old in 2021?
Yeah.
Very 21. Good. That's correct. All right, today we're asking, who was the first man to walk on the moon?
Abraham Washington?
Who the hell is that?
Oh, you mean Abraham Lincoln, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just got the name mixed up. Perfect. Good job. Today we're asking, what is the worst country to live in?
New Mexico.
Yeah, the worst country.
Texas.
Or why is it Texas?
Have you seen that SpongeBob SquarePants episode?
No. Y-E-S spells yes, right?
Yes.
Okay. What does E-Y-E-S spell?
That's not a word.
It's definitely a word. What does it spell?
Ease?
What country is Venice, Italy located in for $100? You have any clue?
gosh, I'm going to be a teacher, so I should know this.
You probably should.
Paris?
Hold up. No, she didn't just say, I'm about to be a teacher. I should know this. You think so? How the hell you can... Now I see why parents are going batshit crazy over who's teaching their kids. Not only is it people that have these ideologies and views that they're trying to indoctrinate on the kids, they're complete jackasses and morons and idiots. These fools don't know the difference between cities, states, countries, continents. I mean, God, Abraham Washington. Oh my gosh. This chick said, I probably should know this. I'm about to be a teacher. No, if somebody sees this video right now, please don't hire this lady as a teacher. You're about to be a freaking McDonald's and Burger King worker. Oh my gosh. Let's move on.
Kid in Paris.
That's right, right?
That is correct. There you go. Oh. Thank you so much for participating.
Yeah.
All right, today I'm asking, what is the smallest planet?
Oh, definitely the moon.
The moon?
The moon.
You agree with that too? Mm-hmm. The moon?
Are you fucking serious right now? The moon? A planet? We just found out Pluto's not a planet recently. I mean... The moon is a... Oh, my gosh. Wow. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. I just figured it out. I'm a fucking genius. I am a genius compared to these motherfuckers.
Biggest country in the world.
Texas.
It's what?
Texas.
Texas is... Is that right, guys?
Yeah.
Texas? That's pretty good. It's right.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Excuse me, sir. When did World...
Hold my GameStop, I said. God damn it.
When did World War III end?
World War III. My grandpa was in World War III, so I know.
Really?
Yes.
When did it end?
1980. It's got to be 1980.
Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Do we have any clue?
No.
Going around.
Who is it?
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
Hold on. Oh, my gosh. I got to stop. We got to stop. All right. So this jackass said his grandfather was in World War III. There hasn't been no World War III, you freaking idiots. If he was, he wasn't born yet. And then this other one after it. They said Leonardo DiCaprio painted the Mona Lisa. Leonardo DiCaprio is a fucking actor now. I'm just feeling smarter and smarter and smarter and smarter the more I watch this video.
I do agree. Ava, what are your thoughts on the recent assassination of Donald Trump?
He died?
Yeah, he got assassinated actually in an Arby's while he was eating his curly fries.
You serious?
Yeah, he got murked.
Yay.
There we have it. Excuse me, sir. What are your thoughts on, excuse me? Sir? Excuse me, sir, please, tell me. What language do they speak in the UK?
I studied this.
You studied it?
British, right?
They speak British?
Yeah.
Like, could you give me, like, a sentence?
Like...
You said you studied it.
Like they say, hello, mate.
Okay, first of all, hello, mate is Australian. British is not a language. And they speak English, you jackass. Oh, my gosh. I feel like Albert Einstein right now, Elon Musk, Tesla. I'm a fucking genius, man. I mean, I already thought I was a genius because I don't know nobody in my city that works from home and does what I do. I don't know nobody that sits at home all day in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and promotes music all day long and promotes businesses or whatever, brands, from the comfort of your own home. I don't know nobody that does exactly what I do for a living in this city. So I always felt like I was a genius in the city, but damn, I'm a genius in the world. Like, I'm part of a rare breed now after watching this stuff.
I don't know, bro.
Okay. How many states is Canada made up of?
Well, I went to Harvard, so I would say 62?
62.
Are you kidding me?
What do you have?
Proof that college is overrated. This bitch said, I went to Harvard. So I know, 62. How about zero states in Canada? Canada is a country that's deprived of mainly cities. Not states. It's not like America. It's not the United States of Canada, jackasses. Gosh, I'm a fucking genius right now.
States has 58 states, and Canada's 58. Obviously 58. Smaller.
58 states in the U.S.
58.
Obviously,
wow. It's 62.
It has to be smaller.
I can't. I don't even know it.
Yeah. I mean, obviously. Obviously, the new generation is fucked. They're screwed. I mean, I heard that they wanted to dumb down Americans, but I mean, this is worse than dumb. I mean, this is complete moronic, idiotic, dumber than a bag of bricks. And that's the thing, like, these questions are really, when you go to school, you go to, you know, junior high and high school or middle school and high school, however they do it now. These are common knowledge questions. They're not common sense questions, but they're common knowledge questions. If you can't tell the difference between a country, you don't know the difference between a country, a state, a city, a continent, you're fucked. Yeah, I mean, you're fucked. Let's move on.
Answer this one question. Who is on the penny? Any idea?
George Washington.
George Washington?
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln, who do you think?
I think Donald Trump just changed it.
Changed it?
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah.
Okay, which one do you guys want? Donald Trump is correct.
I
so
think we try a UFO.
The UFO? That's yours. Congratulations. How many meters are in a year? Any clue?
Yes, yeah.
You do have a clue? Do you have a clue?
Oh, yeah, I think we got this.
You got this? It's like a European scale of measurement, right?
Yeah, I went to private school and we learned about this. It's, I think it's 12, which is...
12 meters in a year.
Yes. Yeah.
Here you go.
Is that right?
That is...
Man, I can't watch no more. If I keep watching, I'm going to assume I'm the smartest person on the planet after this shit. And, I mean, these dumbass bimbos just said 12 meters in a year. How about 0 meters in a year? How about it's 12 months in a year? Meters deal with, you know, like liquid and things of that nature, beakers and stuff, not time. Wow. This is a complete, like, that's a complete turnoff, like, how dumb these chicks are. I couldn't date neither one of them. I don't care how good any of them chicks look. I could not date neither one of them chicks. They're too dumb. If people were that dumb at that age, they're fucked. They're screwed. I mean, even when I skipped school all the time and didn't even really care about school, I could answer all them simple questions. Now that I'm out of school and I choose to, you know, learn what I want to learn and whatever I'm interested in, I mean, yes, my knowledge is way more extensive now. But I mean, I had no high school diploma, and I skipped school like crazy, and I could have answered all those questions. Except maybe, like, the only one I wouldn't have known is, like, what was the biggest country or the most populated country. But these fools were naming continents for countries or states for countries or cities for countries. They weren't even naming countries for biggest countries. That's what made it dumb. And he was just literally mocking the hell out of how dumb they were. High fives and everything. Like, yeah, you got it right. And some of them, they were just so dumb of an answer. I mean, Shorty's boyfriend had to walk off like, are you that dumb? Oh, I got to break up with you now. He realized instantly he made a mistake, a dating that chick right then and there, that she was that dumb. All right, well, we're going to end it off with another word from one of our sponsors.
A musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
You heard the beautiful lady. Check us out. Get marketing promotions at promopalace.biz. Pretty much your one-stop shop for all marketing promotions. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Sorry that y'all had to watch these dumb young Americans embarrass themselves and... You know, but if I went and watched this video and I didn't react, I wouldn't have realized how much of a genius I am compared to these people. And I think, you know, anybody that can answer those simple questions will feel the same. You'll feel like you're a complete genius compared to these young Americans that are apparently dumber than a bag of bricks. Once again, I thank you all for tuning in. The one and only Paul Pickett, Paul Pickett Podcast. Peace, and I'm out.